Let me guess, family. You're tired of saying yes to unrealistic stakeholder demands. You think, well, it's part of my job. No, it's time to master the art of pushing back. You mind if I share a story with you, family? This came about because as a new project manager, when I first got started, I had someone that was kind of mentoring me in a sense, and we were in a meeting and I'm taking notes, and the guy turns to me and said, hey, could you send this email out for me on my behalf? And I'm like, why do you want me to send this email out? I don't know who the points of contact is. And I said, well, here go the two points of contact. Oh, well, which one should I go with? Well, just email it to them both. It won't matter. And I started getting frustrated and I started getting angry because I'm like, is this what project management is about? That people could just literally just put off tasks on you because you're the project manager to actually and walk away and they don't have to do anything? And my mentor, again, new to project management, he pulled me aside and he was like, look, never, never, ever, ever, ever allow someone to put you in that position again. You should push back, but push back and be professional. And so today, family, what I want to do is I want to go over some of these points that my mentor shared with me. Also, just what I've learned over my decade and more a decade of being in project management that I really believe will be useful and helpful for new project managers, intermediate, when I say intermediate, anywhere from 0 to 5 years. And then, of course, my season and my season pros. I really truly believe that some of these tips and tactics that we're going to talk about today really will be able to impress upon you the importance of ensuring that you go ahead and do something with them. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name ED for you smart and intelligent folks out there. That just simply means Ed. I have an 8-point framework, and these 8 points, my goal, my job, my mission today is to be able to unpack what we're going to talk about in today's title. So let's go ahead and get into point number one. But before we do that, I have a quick quote, and I've shared this quote with you that I put together. Project managers who know how to execute tasks will always have work. Watch this. But those who understand the purpose behind their actions will always lead the team. Here we go. Let's get into point number one. Be assertive, but respectful. Again, be assertive, but respectful. Listen, family, when you're pushing back, be confident. That's the first one. We got to start with self-confidence. You got to have that self-confidence to believe that you need to push back and be assertive, but be professional while you're communicating. Just like I shared with you with the story, I couldn't believe that this type of request would come to me, and me sending an email on behalf of one of my stakeholders who easily could have sent that email, and they were testing me. And a lot of times you will get tested by your stakeholders, and they want to see, well, you know, listen, I've said this before, I am really truly a servant leader, but I'm not a servant sucker. You know what that means? Here, let me unpack that for you. Meaning that I'm willing to be obsessed. I'm willing to go all in as long as you're willing to go all in. Okay, let me remix this. I'm willing to be committed if you're willing to be committed. But if you are choosing, and I'm saying using choosing, not making a decision to be not to be all in, not to be committed, but just to be interested, then we're wasting each other's time, because there's going to come at a point where we're going to need each other. I'm sorry, family, for that rant, but I'm just being honest with you because I see this happen a lot to my new project manager, even my intermediate project manager, seasoned project manager. They're like, okay, I may take one or two, but that you go after that, you're not going to push it. But I really want people that who are really truly thinking about getting in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, the importance of being able to have the ability to push back and be assertive, yet be professional and be respectful at the same time. Let's move on to point number two. This is my favorite message. Anytime I say message, if you're new to the episode, that means this is an important point. This is a point where you want to stop everything that you're doing, unless you're driving. Please drive safely. Point I'm trying to make, family, is this is one of those points. Offer alternative solution. Instead of saying no, propose an alternative approach to address what the stakeholders' underlying needs will be. Here's an example of that. If for instance, now the information I know nowadays, if he asked me to basically send an email on his behalf, maybe I provide my alternative with solution to say, well, you said there were two contacts. How about you take one and then I'll take the other one? And that way we'll be able to get to them faster. Again, it's offering an alternative solution. I'm not saying no to you, but I'm also not really saying yes, but I'm saying that I'm willing to make the commitment to help you if this is the need that's there. So here's my proposed solution. Let's move on to point number three, document agreements. So one of the things that I always talk about, family, is a RAID queue log. I asked you guys if you want me to do another, go back and go over that again. I definitely will do that. Put that in the comments. DM me on Instagram if you want to know about that. And again, it's RAID queue, meaning risk, action items, issues, decisions, and one that most people don't use on their RAID queue log is questions. So document agreements. What am I saying here? After we reached the agreement, after we reached a particular compromise with a stakeholder, document the decision, because what? Documentation beats conversation. Say it again, ED, but slow it down. I said documentation beats conversation. Listen, document the decision in writing and also in your meeting recap, basically being able, or put it in your RAID queue log, because this is gonna be important. Family, I'm telling you, if you don't believe anything I've ever said since I've been on here, you're going to make a decision with some stakeholders, and then all of a sudden they're going to forget, and you're going to say, well, no, we talked about it. And we said, well, what's the proof? And then if you can't tie it to, oh, well, we had this meeting on the 1st of January. This was the decision that was made. These were all the people that were in the room that made the decision. What can people say at that point? They can still try to resist it, but then you go to your second document, which will be your meeting recap. Especially when you have decisions that are made in a meeting recap, one of the things, this is a bonus. I'm just flowing with it, because this is something I want you guys to understand. When a decision is made and is made in your meeting recap, and excuse me, it's put in your meeting recap, save that meeting recap, because it's going to be important as another tool of documentation to support your RAID queue log. Okay, family, let's move on to point number four, be willing to compromise. Now, listen, there's certain times that, you know, when you push back, you have to have the ability to negotiate. This is why I'm always pushing on you guys to learn negotiation tactics, and because it's going to be imperative when you're talking with when you're talking with managers, and you're just talking with even your stakeholders, that they may have other priorities. And so just be open to finding a middle ground and making a conscious decision that's appropriate, that won't jeopardize the actual project. Let's move on to point number five. Involve stakeholders in problem solving. I see this a lot too, where we'll either miss a stakeholder, or we'll just be like, I just don't want that stakeholder in this conversation. Family, we have to invite them to the party. They deserve a party hat just like the rest of the stakeholder. There's a difference when you don't know, but when you find out, you want to ensure that you bring that stakeholder to there, because they may be able to provide you some value that you wouldn't have caught before you got further down the project. So if you're able to identify those stakeholders fast and early, then I would definitely do that, because what you're pushing for is to create an environment that's collaborative, that creates an environment that works on providing solutions, meaning we don't get so focused on a solution that we lose, I want to make sure we focus on the solution and not the problem, and that we don't get caught up in so much problem discussing and losing our steam or our opportunity to find solutions. Let's move on to point number six. Practice active listening. One of the things I like to say, asking clarifying questions to your stakeholders. One of the things I love doing too, family, is over communicating to stakeholders when I'm at practicing active listening. The reason why this is important is because you want to let them know, hey, let me make sure I understood you correctly. And I will repeat the way that I heard the information. And it's up to the stakeholder to say, no, that's not what I mean. This is what I mean. Oh, okay. So let me repeat back to me to what you said. Why do I do that as a project manager? We both know communication is key in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. You have to have the ability to communicate verbally as well as written. And one of the ways that you can do that is ensuring that you repeat back what you heard that stakeholder say, especially if it's on a decision, especially if it's on an action item, just in general, so because you want them to know that their time being spent in this meeting or conversation is worth it. Let's move on to point number 7. Escalate when necessary, but with recommended, with solutions recommended. What do you mean by that, Ed? Well, I definitely believe in escalating. However, if you were going to get ready to take the PMP, one of the questions that they would ask you, and I should say the majority of the question is around this base word, this base sentiment. What should the project manager do? And so why am I sharing that with you? As the project manager, you are responsible for making a decision, but even though you're making this decision and providing the solution, if it does not work, or you provided multiple solutions, or if you tried to work with this stakeholder multiple times, now we escalate. And when we escalate, we just don't say, well, I'm escalating on John because he said, no, we don't do that. What we do is we say, hey, we're escalating on John because we came to an understanding that John does not agree with the direction that we're going. These are the solutions we actually went ahead to implement to support John. He said it's not effective enough. I don't think John would be a great resource for this project. So we would need to find another resource that'll be able to impact this. That right there, because what you don't want to do, family, is you go up, you're escalating up to your leaders, and then they're going to say, well, what have you tried? Well, we're already going to beat you to that. We're going to tell you, we didn't try it. We actually implemented, we made a decision, but it still wasn't good for John. So let's get him off this project and get a resource that or stakeholder that wants to be committed to this project and not just interested. Let's move on to point number 8. Prioritize and negotiate. Listen, family, when you're faced with competing stakeholder demands, work with them to prioritize based on the business value, that is key, and feasibility. You may find yourself where you're negotiating with a majority of stakeholders because, again, we have to keep in mind, a project is a temporary endeavor. So this is not the main thing that they're working on. They may have their day-to-day business and their project managers. I'm guilty of it too, so I'll throw my name in the hat too, is that we have to be cognizant of, like I said, they are working on multiple things. Again, maybe their business as usual, their day-to-day. On top of if they may be getting pulled on to work on other projects as well. So we have to have that ability to prioritize and negotiate and find ways that we can satisfy the stakeholders where they're going to want to give us more of the time than maybe they would have on other projects. I have 2 bonuses for you, family, and then I'll give you my closing remarks and we're out. First bonus, frame pushback in terms of project success. Listen, when you're challenging stakeholders' requests, explain how it could negatively impact the project goals, timelines, or budget. Let me give you a more realistic approach instead of more of a ED's definition. Here's more realistic approach. When someone is putting work off on you, you need to be able to frame it in a way where they understand, hey, listen, we already have resource constraints, or hey, we already have budget constraints. Whatever that constraint is, most of the time it's probably going to be around resource. If they're pushing something off, either they're pushing it off because they're lazy, they don't want to do the work, or 2, they may not really truly have the bandwidth. You always hope that they don't have the bandwidth and that they're still committed, that you can help them. But if they're just being lazy and really trying to misuse you, because there's a difference, family, let's park here. We're all going to be used, but there's a difference between being used and misused. Being used is saying that we're working together. If I need something from you, if I need something from you, you'll give it to me, and if vice versa, because we're both committed to this project. Misused is somebody, when I gave you the example, hey, could you send this email to 2 people? And it's like, well, why can't you do it? you're trying to misuse me. Don't you know I have other things that I'm working on? You're with me day to day, so you know what's going on. So having that ability to push back and give a reason, and sometimes you don't need to give a reason, but I give a reason anyway, because if your leader was asking, you would give a particular reason. So I want to treat people with the same respect that I'm asking of them that I want for me. So I say all that to say, family, be cognizant of when you do push back, but frame it in a way and say, hey, I would love to help you, but I have to really get on this because we have resource constraints here. Hey, I would really love to help you, but I got to get to this next meeting. And on top of that, also have to work on the meeting that we have here. So I wouldn't have time to do that. So if it's, could you go ahead and move forward, sending that email out so we can, you know, so we can be ahead of the game. Let's move on to the last and final one. Keep your emotions in check. Like I said, when the guy did that to me, my emotions were not in check, family. I'm not going to fool you. Like I said, one of the things here, I don't want to mislead you about project management. I want to disrupt it. I want to disrupt it in a way where we are giving you very transparent, when you are leading projects, we're giving you real life information. Like this is not, you know, I'll use what my mentor and best friend said, Phil, we're giving you pragmatic approaches, because that's why these episodes, I give so many pragmatic approaches, because this is the real life of project management. I know I still owe you guys the PMP, CAPM, and we're going to do all of that. But first, we need to set the tone. So this is me really setting the tone, because I want, once you get into this amazing career, to be able to go back and look at these videos and say, what do I do with a stakeholder that is unreasonable? You know what? I'm going to go check out ED's video on how to, you know, dealing with a difficult stakeholder, or having to push back on a stakeholder that they're out there, because I'm getting this out there for you guys. So I say all that, and let me just digress onto the point. Keeping your emotions in check are going to be key, because it's going to allow you to stay focused. It's going to allow you not to over get, you know, become so emotional that you say things that you can't take back. So being able to keep your emotions in check is going to be key. Let me close out with these three remarks, and I appreciate you guys for taking time out to listen to today's episode. Offer alternative solutions. Like I said, instead of just saying no, propose alternative approaches to help your stakeholders. Number two, involve stakeholders in a problem solving. I always say when you're faced with a challenge, bringing in multiple minds allows you to look for multiple solutions, because you may see it another way. Another stakeholder may see it a different way. Bringing this all together, come up with a collaborative solution approach is always better than just trying to do it on your own. And the last and final thing, be assertive, but yet be professional and respectful. There's a way to address somebody without using vulgar language. There's a way to address somebody without taking your tone up to a whole nother level. And they're just basically taking your time to breathe and just calmly address that person and let them know. Because like I said, people get in this thing called project management and think they're not going to have any conflicts. I'm going to tell you, you will, because you're going to have difficult stakeholders. You're going to have stakeholders that at one minute they will turn their back on you, and then the next minute they end up being your best friend because they realize you are committed to the project and you're just not one of these project managers out here that are just interested. Until next time, you know my slogan, you know my motto. I go by the name of ED, and I appreciate your time today. We're out.